When I was listening, I was going, where else do you hear about bud break and plants?
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. For almost two decades, Yukimi has been an integral part of the Swedish band Little Dragon. She released her debut solo album called For You earlier this year. And today, we've got a mini concert with Yukimi. You might be asking yourself, how does the Yukimi album compare to a Little Dragon record? Well, Eric Schumann, producer on The Session and host of Indie Rock Hit Parade, offers up this tidbit.
She wanted to try something a little bit more intimate. They came up with something that is a little bit more jazzy, a little bit more soulful, not quite as dancey.
And frankly, we've got some pretty special live performances from the record worth checking out. It's a mini concert with Yukimi of Little Dragon playing songs from her new solo album, For You, today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Katie Pratt. I work with the Minnesota Office of Collaboration and Dispute Resolution, and I'll be serving as the moderator this evening.
Around 400 rangers packed into the Iron Trail Motors Event Center in Virginia earlier this month for a chance to address the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The agency is in the process of issuing new wastewater permits for U.S. Steel's Keetac mine, but the inclusion of a decades-old, rarely enforced standard is dredging up a lot of emotions. Minnesota's wild rice sulfate standard is as central to miners' fears as it is to environmental advocates' hope. Those who rely on mining for their livelihoods worry that the PCA's efforts to finally enforce the limit will devastate the Iron Range. Environmental and Indigenous advocates say enforcement is long overdue to protect sacred Minnoman and keep Minnesota's water clean. Sulfate itself doesn't actually impact wild rice. It's the potential for it to turn into sulfide that is the problem. When that chemical reaction occurs in lake sediment, the sulfide can be harmful to wild rice, especially as it is growing. Sulfate is generated throughout taconite mining and processing, and as mines reuse water, sulfate gets more concentrated. Mines eventually discharge this water, prompting concerns about sulfate pollution. Minnesota's wild rice sulfate standard was adopted by the PCA in 1973. The protective measure recognized the plant's environmental, economic, and cultural importance. Wild rice, Minnoman and Ojibwe, is an important food source for waterfowl, and the plant is central to Ojibwe identity and way of life, past, present, and future. Leanna Goose is a leader of the Rise and Repair Alliance and a Leech Lake band member.
By upholding Minnesota's sulfate standard, we hold companies accountable for their pollution and protect a food that has nourished people here for generations.
The idea of limiting sulfate to protect wild rice is based on studies done by researcher John B. Moyle in the 1930s and 40s. He wrote in a 1975 letter that the limit was adopted after a phone call with someone from the PCA asking about water quality and wild rice. The 50-year-old letter includes Moyle's recommendations for a wastewater permit for Minnesota Power's Clay Boswell Energy Center in Cohasset, which the company called unreasonable. The sentiment was echoed decades later at the PCA's public meeting on the Keetac permits. Derek Peterson is the business manager for Laborers Local 1091.
I strongly urge you to update the wild rice sulfate standard with all the research, science, and site-specific variables. The current 10 is unrealistic level, and wild rice has been proven to be successful at up to 1,600 milligrams.
The site-specific standard was proposed by the PCA in 2017. The agency came up with the rule after the legislature told them to overhaul the existing standard. Each body of water would have had its own limit based on its unique chemistry. But in 2018, an administrative law judge rejected the rule change, writing the PCA failed to prove that the new standard would be, quote, equally or more protective of wild rice waters. There are multiple factors that influence the success of a wild rice bed in a given year and over time. Studies, including Moyle's, seem to agree that the exact necessary sulfate limit can vary, though to what degree is more widely debated. Hay Lake is small and remote. It's the first wild rice water downstream of Keetac. U.S. Steel has been discharging into the water for decades and says there's still healthy wild rice growing there. But environmental groups recently visited and say the rice looks sick. Mike Maleska is a former United Steelworker Unit president and now part of the nonprofit Water Legacy.
What was the rice like here when you were young?
It went from just to the right of the inlet over there, about where that tree line drops off. It came all the way, that dense, all the way around the lake.
This really hurts. This really hurts here.
There's a lot more to the sulfate story. Read more about the complex saga and recent updates at kaxe.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank. From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. That voice might sound familiar. It's Yukimi Nagano of the Swedish band Little Dragon. Yukimi released her debut solo album, For You, earlier this year. And today we've got a mini concert lined up featuring songs from the new record. And to give us the backstory is Eric Schumann, host of the Indie Rock Hit Parade on WXPN. He recorded and produced the session. And Eric, it is great to see you.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you.
This is the first solo record from Yukimi. It's called For You. How would you compare it to her other band's work?
It's really tough to compare Little Dragon records to anything, even other Little Dragon records. They're a very, very eclectic group. They've been making music that I think you can generally describe as electronic music, dance
sort
music.
Sort of dance, yeah.
For about 20 years, still very much a going concern. Their last album came out a few years ago called Slugs of Love. And when that was done, when the making of that album was done, Yukimi wanted to try something different. She's always done outside vocal work. She's on a Gorillaz album. She does a guest vocal on the latest Little Sims album.
Okay.
And she wanted to try something a little bit more intimate. And what she came up with her drummer, Eric, who is also the drummer in Little Dragon, they recorded this album at home with some collaborative songwriting with Leanne LaHavis, first time working with an outside songwriter in their little ecosystem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They came up with something that is a little bit more jazzy, a little bit more soulful, not quite as dancey,
yeah,
oriented.
You know, jazz really does stand out, especially when I heard these live performances.
Yeah.
Of course, Yukimi's voice is just like undeniable.
Right, right.
But it felt like these performances were recorded in a jazz lounge. They're special.
Yeah, when Yukimi and the band, and that's the key difference between the live performances you're about to hear and Yukimi's album. On the album, Yukimi and Eric play pretty much everything themselves, and it has this very homespun DIY quality to it. But when they came to the studio, they were joined by a full band. And I want to mention the members of the band because they're just phenomenal. So you have Yukimi, you have Eric, you also have Mia Garcia, who's the guitarist, Angelica Kvarbi as the bassist, and the keyboardist is Andre Carlson. Of course, when you have a room full of people playing live, and by the way, they did every one of these songs in one take. That's how, you know, in the pocket they are. When you have a room full of talented musicians who are just operating on the same wavelength, that's going to have an inherently different energy than when you're recording something yourself,
sure,
at home. And that's what you're going to hear in these performances. It's a little bit different than the album, and certainly a lot different than what you would hear on a Little Dragon record, but it's a very, very special performance from Yukimi and friends.
Well, we are so thrilled you brought it to us today.
That's one of my favorites. Thanks.
Here you go. That's Eric Schumann of the Indie Rock Hit Parade, recorded on our home base here at WXPN. And for World Cafe, here's Yukimi with Sad Makeup, getting this mini concert off the ground.
valley's on my mind. These shadows keep bringing me down. When I try to hide, you always find me playing. My skate is a cave in the rain. I'm waiting for a runaway, runaway moment. I'm always trying to avoid the place. Don't wanna get locked in the chase. Some good times, some good feels. I'm so desperate for a new place, a new rush, a new taste. My mind wandering and run away, run away, run away. Run away, run away. As I try to hide, you always find me planning.
You're listening to World Cafe, recorded live in studio here in Philly. It's Yukimi. We're hearing songs from her new album, which is called For You.
One day I let you go. You know when.
Shatter and shine plenty of time. I'll be wiser. Maybe then I'll be kind to myself. Maybe then I'll know better. Maybe then I'll know much more than this.
Recorded live for World Cafe, it's Yukimi with Stream of Consciousness. Yukimi Nagano of Little Dragon has her debut solo album out now. It's called For You. Thanks again to Yukimi and her band for the mini concert, and to Eric Schumann and the Indie Rock Hit Parade for engineering and producing the mini concert. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
In the past, we knew more about our neighbors. I'm Heidi Holton, and KEXC provides that. We get to know the people that live in northern Minnesota, like Kathy Davies on What's for Breakfast.
Well, truly, every day I wake up with you guys, and so there's socialization. And I love the local news. That interview with Amy Klobuchar this morning was wonderful. I am so supportive of finding out what's going on with all the tribal stations, and I care about the Canadian wildfires. I love to hear about everything that's local. You know, I've been to Riverfest, and that was fantastic. I listen to and support KAXE because you guys are what it's all about up here.
When you donate to KAXE, you're supporting your local community. Help us out now during this crisis of the defunding of public media from the federal government. Thank you for being there for KAXE. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. I've always loved this song from Counting Crows' first album, August and Everything After, Perfect Blue Buildings.
Just down the street from your hotel, baby. I stay at home with my disease. Ain't this position familiar, darling? Well, all my what they see. Help me stay awake, I'm falling. Down Virginia and Loma, where I got friends who care for me. You got an attitude of everything I ever wanted. An attitude of need. So help me stay awake, I'm falling. Asleep in perfect blue buildings, beside the green apple sea. Gonna get me a little oblivion, baby. Gonna try to keep myself away from me. It's 4:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. It doesn't get much worse than this. In beds and little rooms and buildings in the middle of these lives, are completely meaningless. Help me stay awake, I'm falling. Sleeping perfect. got bones beneath my skin. And Esther, there's a skeleton in every man's house. Beneath the dust and love and sweat that hang on everybody, is the dead man trying to get out. So please help me stay awake. I'm falling, sleeping perfect blue buildings beside the green apple seas. I wanna get me a little oblivion, baby. Try to keep myself.
Just talking about my love. You're listening to World Cafe.
We know they won't win.
one of my favorites from Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. Also, Michigander with Giving Up. We are back in 1 minute with one of our favorite songs of the year here on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. We are on Instagram and YouTube at World Cafe. Give us a follow or subscribe. We'd appreciate it. Alex G set to return to Coachella in 2026, and his name is a little bit higher up on the marquee than it was a few years prior when he played for the first time. He's got a great record to play tracks from called Headlights, and this is one of my favorite songs of the year. It's Afterlife, new stuff from Alex G.
Coming through the radio reflection. when I think that South Paradise was right. Boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together. Sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight. Crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleep and wait. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes a warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. John Berryman, they took a walk together and they ended up on Washington talking to the river. He said, I surrounded myself with doctors and deep thinkers, but big heads and soft bodies make for lousy lovers. There was that night that we thought that John Berryman could fly, but he didn't, so he died. She said, you're pretty good with words, but words won't save your life, and they didn't, so he died. And he was drunk and exhausted, but he was critically acclaimed and respected. He loved the gold gophers, but he hated all the drawn-out winters. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most guys are kind of fuzzy, but that last night he had total retention. And his Twin City kisses, this sound like and hisses. We all come down and drown in the Mississippi River. We drink and we dry up, and now we crumble into dust. And now we're covered up in rust. We drink and we dry up, and now we crumble in a dust. We get wet and we corrode, and now we're covered up in rust. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. These Twin City kisses, they sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown.
I said, come on in. I will not open myself up this way again. I lay my face to the sword, nor my teeth to the sand. I will not lay like this for days now upon end. You will not see me fall, nor see me struggle to stand. To be acknowledged by some touch from his gnarled hands. You see the caged call. I said, come on in. I will not open myself up this way again. I see the shadows that we cast in the cold, clean light. Ah, my feet are gold, and my heart is white. And we race out on the desert plains all night. See, honey, I am not some broken thing. I do not lay. Burning thing, let it make the fire ring. All that I know, love as a Cajun thing, just a killer come to call from some awful dream. Oh, I know you folks, you come to see, you just stand there in the glass. I could kill you with my bare hands if I was free.
Phosphorescent with Song for Zula, taking us to the end of the hour here on The Cafe. Thanks to our affiliates who make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Stephen Kaleo. Appreciate you listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion.